What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our Wednesday morning look, our midweek look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. In the country, there were 932 new infections of COVID-19 and 4 deaths from this disease registered in the latest epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health for this Tuesday. 3 deaths from previous dates are also updated. With these figures, the accumulated number of deaths is now 8,036. To detect the new cases, 10,122 tests were applied, returning a positivity of 9.2%. The ministry report indicates that there are 9,152 active cases, of which 8,880 are in home isolation. There are 272 hospitalised. Those in isolation, they're divided into 8,845 at home and 35 in the so-called hospital hotels. And those hospitalised, we have 221 patients in the wards and 51 patients who remain in the intensive care units. The Ministry of Health confirmed that the Get Vaccinated in Your Neighbourhood strategy will be developed in the 15 health regions as part of the actions to immunise more people against COVID-19. This plan to move health teams to the communities will continue with immunisation, which began last week in the capital city. Eusebia Calderón de Copetti, National Director of Nursing at the Ministry of Health, reported this Tuesday that with the initiative, 4,023 doses against the new coronavirus have already been applied. He explained that 15,300 reinforcement doses have been placed, 306 first doses, 410 second doses, and 235 with the third booster dose. He announced that he has already coordinated with the nursing chiefs of each region to incorporate the vaccination strategy in the neighbourhood in the 15 health regions. The strategy seeks to bring vaccines closer to those people who have not yet received their dose against the virus or completed the immunisation schedule. Health authorities also reported that the programme of visits to public institutions to apply the doses against COVID-19 was completed. 16,251 doses were administered to public servants and a total of 91 institutions were visited. The President of the Labour, Health and Social Development Commission of the National Assembly, Daniel Ramos, announced that within 15 days the discussion of the bills related to the issue of drug shortages could begin. It is what corresponds. You must talk to the executive, listen to businessmen, everyone, but recognising that there is a problem to solve, said Ramos. Monday, the Presidency of the Republic installed the technical work table to solve the shortage of medicines, which is under the coordination of the Vice President, José Gabriel Carrizo. In this technical table, the roadmap will be established with short, medium and long-term measures to immediately solve the shortage of medicines in the country's hospitals and pharmacies. It was reported that in the first days of March, there will be a new meeting of the members of this commission. On the table, Deputy Ramos stressed that this step to solve the problem is positive, since even if the Assembly approves a norm, if the executive does not apply it, the law will not work. A request to start the process of revoking the mandate of the capital's mayor, José Luis Fábrega, was presented on the morning of this Tuesday before the Tribunal Electoral. It is for the Tribunal Electoral to evaluate and approve the collection of signatures, explained the lawyer, Roberto Ruiz Díaz. It is to revoke Mayor Fábrega's mandate, based on the constant questioning of his administration, the lack of transparency, lack of citizen consultation and budget management, he said. If approved by the Tribunal Electoral, there would be a period of 120 days to collect a little more than 160,000 signatures, he indicated. To call the recall consultation, 30% of the list of the last election must be collected, in this case the 2019 elections. Ruiz Díaz indicated that he decided to present this request in a particular way so that the groups or individuals who wish to join to do so without political nuance. The approval of the Municipal Council of Panama's Agreement No. 24 of the 15th of February, by which the mayor of the capital city, José Luis Fábrega, is authorised to call a public tender for the construction of a new seafood market in the Corregimiento of Caledonia, is described by the Urban Citizen Network of Panama, Red Cooper, as a new disappointment. Red Cooper, an organisation made up of several communities in the District of Panama, stated that there are several reasons for the rejection of this $43 million project. Those funds will come from the decentralisation budget, despite the fact that the capital's municipality will receive $30 million less than what was budgeted in this line due to a drop in tax collection income. The organisation pointed out that using the decentralisation funds, which correspond to the entire District of Panama, a population of 1.25 million, without a broad consultation in which all the districts participate, is a mistake. In addition, they indicated that justifying a project through a citizen consultation limited to the citizens of the township of Caledonia of 22,000 inhabitants, or 1.8% of the total population of the district, is nonsense that demonstrates the little respect that is shown to the mechanism of collective participation. The architect and president of Red Cooper, Sothilieth Troncoso, indicated that for the organization, the approval of $40 million by the vote of 22 that attended the consultation, that is 0.1% of the population of Caledonia, regardless of whether they were municipal employees or they were repeated signatures, it is disrespectful. She argued that the majority of citizens were not the only ones left out of the consultation in the project, but also the clients who come to the existing market daily to buy fish and shellfish, the fishermen, the tenants or dealers of the stalls or workbanks, who were not consulted either. For Troncoso, the mayor's administration cannot be disconnected from reality by promoting a project that does not represent a priority or a need for the city. Given these reasons, Red Cooper calls for this February the 24th a protest at the Mirador del Pacifico on the coastal strip. The former Minister of Social Development, Guillermo Ferrofino, and his wife, Milena Vallarino de Ferrofino, were sentenced to 6 years in prison for the crime of unjustified enrichment. This was reported on Tuesday by the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office. The sentence was issued by the Third Liquidator Court for criminal cases. According to the prosecution, the spouses could not justify assets of $2,288,000. In the trial held last December, the prosecution presented evidence collected in the investigation initiated as a result of an audit report from 2014, which reveals that Ferrofino could not justify certain assets acquired during his tenure as minister during the presidency of Ricardo Martinelli. This is a great victory for the public minister, reacted the anti-corruption prosecutor Edwin Juarez in charge of this case. Juarez explained that the sentence is not yet final and appeal and cassation resources are being applied. The audit of the Comptroller's Office revealed that in his 5 years of management, Ferrofino obtained income for the sum of $1,126,884, but his expenses, goods acquired and bank accounts reached the sum of $3,415,180. Which this showed is the fact there was no justification for an amount of $2,288,000. The Supreme Court of Justice declared the unconstitutionality claim filed by lawyer Carlos Carrillo on behalf of the former president, Ricardo Martinelli, against the decision of July the 4th of 2018 by then-magistrate Jeronimo Mejia as judge of guarantees, who rejected a nullity incident due to lack of imputation in the process that followed the former president in the case for wiretapping. The information is contained in an edict posted at the headquarters of the Secretary of the Court and as a legal basis to support its decision. Articles 2559 and 2560 were used, detailing requirements for the admission of a claim of unconstitutionality. Among those that stand out, that the demand will be accompanied by a duly authenticated copy of the law, cabinet decree, decree law, order, agreement, resolution or act that is considered unconstitutional. If it is a law or other document published in the Official Gazette, there will be no need to attach the copy. It is sufficient to cite the number and date of the respected Official Gazette. And that it also states that when the appellant has not been able to obtain said copy, he will report same to the court, indicating the causes of the omission, and the court will order ex officio the respective corporation or official to verify and send the corresponding copies. Failure to comply with the requirements referred to in the preceding articles were resolved in the inadmissibility of the claim. The lawsuit initially had Cecilio Sedelis as rapporteur magistrate, but he lost the presentation because of a series of observations made on his draft ruling, so the appeal remained in the hands of Magistrate Maria Eugenia Lopez, as she was the first observer. The Sedelis project, which was leaked to the media, accepted the theory of Martinelli's defence, in the sense that since an indictment hearing against the former president had not been held, the process was null. Martinelli was acquitted by the trial court in the wiretapping case on November the 9th of 2021, and the victims filed an appeal and a warning of unconstitutionality against the article of the Penal Code on which the ruling was based. The criminal chamber sent the warning to the trial court that acquitted him, which concluded that this appeal must be presented before the case is decided. The appeal is pending resolution. Latin America and the Caribbean will continue to be a growth centre for the airline industry. Studies by the Boeing company indicate that in the next 20 years, the airlines operating in the region will need 2,610 new single-aisle aircraft, such as the 737, and therefore the hiring of commercial pilots will increase. They project a demand of 117,000 pilots going through till 2039. Panama, being an air hub, is part of that trend. Copa Airlines, a company that operated an average of 87% of the flights at Tocumen International Airport at the end of December 2021, will require more than 300 new pilots this year. Bolivar Dominguez, vice president of flight operations for the company, said that once the demand for passengers was reactivated, the company gradually reinstated the personnel who had taken advantage of different schemes such as voluntary retirement and leave. "We began in 2021 to rehire staff who had even taken early retirement." He specifies that in addition to hiring more than 300 pilots, 50 officers will be promoted to captains. Each plane that joins the fleet implies 70 direct jobs in Copa. It stands out that they seek to encourage more young people to study the degree. Last year, they hired 47 young graduates of the Latin American Higher Aviation Academy. Copa Airlines estimates that starting in 2023, it will require between 80 and 100 additional pilots, depending on the growth in passenger demand. 13 people were arrested for their alleged links in a criminal organization dedicated to the crimes of robbery, deprivation of liberty, and homicide, to the detriment of trucking service drivers. The apprehensions occurred as part of Operation Border Carriage F1, carried out in the provinces of Panama and Chiriquí. Azucena Azipurua, prosecutor of the 4th Section of Crimes Against Economic Patrimony, said that these people used as modus operandi the contracting of hauling services to dispossess their victims of the truck, which they took to Chiriquí and then to Costa Rica. The authorities reported that among those arrested there are 5 for crimes of homicide, 7 for robbery and deprivation of liberty, and 1 for drug-related crimes. As part of the operation, 30 raids were carried out. These were in Panama City, San Miguelito, 24 de Diciembre, Tocumen, Las Mañitas, and Rio Abajo. Meanwhile, in the province of Chiriquí, the raids took place in David, Renacimiento, Puerto Moyes, Dolega, Baru, and others. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. That's our midweek look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.